Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
How can anybody now have faith that next year is going to be the year? Like, I thought at worst at the deadline, at worst, you got Skeens, you got Jones, you got Keller, you got Falter, you got Ortiz, you got Bubba Chandler. I thought at worst, next year, they could be very good. But now I think O'Neal Cruz looked okay in center field yesterday.
Yep.
Didn't do anything bad. He was charged with an error. Shouldn't have been him. We can all agree on that. Yo,
I thought it was a good throw.
It's a great throw. And Grandal can't. That's been. How many times this year has there been a play at the plate?
Like 5-6 times.
Yeah. He can't catch the ball. Nope. Which, it's in the title of his position, of his occupation. Catcher. Catch the thing. Receiver. Supposed to receive that thing. You can't receive. You shouldn't be playing. You can't catch. What the hell are we doing there? Pitcher. You can't pitch. I mean, what are we doing? It's not his fault. But you got 29 games left to figure out if he could be your center fielder of the future, and they are committed to putting him out there. Maybe Joey Bart gets to play first base if and when he comes back from injury. Those are experimental things. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, while he's a good utility man and won a gold glove at third, I've kind of been underwhelmed by what he's done at shortstop. It's probably his worst defensive position. Doesn't have a great arm, and he's going to make routine plays. He's got some range, but at shortstop, you need a lot of range. Is Nick Gonzalez the solution at second? You look at his OPS, it's under 700, and he's been a clutch guy for them this year when he's been healthy. The outfield still leaves questions. Ellie De La Cruz is not his name. Brian De La Cruz, however, can't field, and he did hit his first homer, and he has been hitting doubles, but, like, come on, is he a sure thing? How can we go into next year and with a straight face say, oh, it's going to be the year, especially if you were to leave the brain trust in their current positions?
Right, if the manager is the same, which it probably will be.
You think so?
I mean, I guess Nutting has put his foot down at some points over the years.
It would be weird if he didn't fire him, I think.
Really? Is that where you're at?
That is where I'm at, because of that whole Sheets press conference thing, where he said that the goal is 100% to make the playoffs. And not only are you not going to make the playoffs, you're more than likely than not going to finish in last place. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's good. That's interesting. Because I was trying to feel the temperature on this situation legitimately. Like, I know that fans and everybody's upset right now, but legitimately, like, I was wondering what the thought process from Nutting is, even with Charrington. Like, I really don't know. So, like, I was actually interested to hear that's where you're at. Like, it'd be weird for them not to do it.
I would think that you have to. Our good friend Charlie Borges tweeted out the other day, this is an unbelievable stat, yet believable all at the same time. There have been 272 managers in Major League Baseball history to manage 5 seasons or more. Only four have more games managed and a lower winning percentage than Darius Shelton. Of the four, only one did not manage more than one team. And the one is Billy Meier, who managed the Pirates from 48 to 52.
Wow.
Look, not all of that's on Darius Shelton, but this rotation, at the very least, is good enough not to have a 10-game losing streak and finish in last place. You can't have a Cy Young caliber pitcher and Paul Skeens going for you every fifth or sixth day. Mitch Keller, what we know about him, Jared Jones, Luis Ortiz, Bailey Falter, who have all pitched well this year and fallen to the doldrums that they've fallen into.
Right.
Like, this is clearly the best roster, even though we've talked about how terribly flawed it is, and have the results be the same as they were last season, where down the stretch last year, they went 32-30, and they basically had two legitimate starting pitchers. Like, if they went 32-30 after starting 55-52, we're talking about a potential playoff team.
Yep.
And you can't do that this year. You can't bring him back. You can't bring him back, especially if you are known as the owner that doesn't spend the money. You've got to do something, and that something is you have to change the top in Charrington, and you have to change the next guy in Darius Shelton. You have to. And I do think at this point I would be surprised if at least Shelton is not gone.
In your perfect world, and in our perfect world, how would you change this? How would you alter this team from top to bottom? What would you do? Like, going into this offseason, what, they have 30 games left? Something like
29. Yeah.
Whenever the offseason does hit, what moves would you make? Like, not, you don't have to say players' names, but what positions would you upgrade and say that I'm giving you $20 million?
Oh.
What was their budget last year?
They spent about 35.
Okay, so I'm giving you 35. Sorry.
I'll take your 35. Thank you very much, Mr. Doran Nutting. I'm getting a first baseman.
Okay.
Joey Bart's going to be my starting catcher. I'm trying to trade Henry Davis. Pennies on the dollar, whatever. It's going to be Joey Bart and Andy Rodriguez. I would probably look for an upgrade at designated hitter, but if Andrew McCutchen wants to come back, there are worse ways to fill that position. If you look at him compared to other designated hitters, he did fairly well this year. All right, let's just say, because you're trying to fit as much in as you can with the budget, I'll probably get Kutch for $5 million. He's my DH, with an understanding that there are going to be times that Joey Bart's going to DH or Andy Rodriguez is going to DH. I'm spending big money, though, on a first baseman, and I am probably looking to spend significant money for at least a platoon option with Brian De La Cruz in right field.
Okay.
I'm probably bringing Aroldis Chapman back.
Okay.
I'm going to try to hold on to David Bednar over the offseason, hope he bounces back, and if he's great, great. You can maybe flip him at the deadline next year, but those are some of the things I'm looking at.
What would you try to do with Ke'Bryan Hayes, or would you just have to eat it?
I don't know that they can trade him, but I would absolutely be looking to do
into that?
Absolutely.
Would you fire Shelton?
Yes.
Would you hire Don Kelly?
No.
Would you fire Charrington?
Yes. I'm going outside the organization on both of those positions.
Okay.
Like, I understand why they hired Charrington. He had won a World Series. I get that. I understand it. I understand why they hired Darius Shelton. But now I have to get a guy that has done it before.
Yeah.
Like, Tito Francona obviously would be the first choice for a lot of people if he wants to manage. I don't know that he does. If he does, that's the first call you make. But I want a guy that's done it before. Like, I don't want somebody that is learning on the job, because that's what Darius Shelton's had to do. And when you're losing for so long, like, I think Darius Shelton hasn't done a great job this year. Part of that is his first ever chance to be a manager in the big leagues. More often than not, he's been given a bag of crap. And so you're not managing like your job's on the line every single time your team takes the field. And I think that showed this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care what the circumstance is. That statistic for Borges is telling. And the way that this team has collapsed again this year is telling. They collapsed last year after a 20-8 start. This year they collapsed after being right in that thing at the trade deadline. So yeah, I'm getting rid of him. I'm getting rid of Charrington. I'm turning the whole thing over.
You're turning everything over.
Because consider what you have. I think O'Neill Cruz has turned the corner towards superstardom at the plate.
Yes.
With what he's done the last couple of months. He's hitting lefties now. I didn't know he'd ever hit lefties. Now that he is, that guy could be a tremendous baseball player for a while. But maybe not here for a while. So You need to make good on him. You need to make good on Skeens. You need to make good on Keller. You need to make good on Jones. You need to make good on Bubba Chandler. And so I can't guess that my general manager is going to turn it around. I got to make that move. So I would do all of those things.
Okay.
Long-winded. Did I answer the question?
Yes, you did. It was great.
It's like word vomit of frustration.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.